This is Hamish and Gabby. Catch up.
A shower, Gab, is great for clearing the mind. That's why I have one shower a week, just to clear the mind, ready for another week ahead.
It's also good for washing away bad odours and being hygienic, but you don't care about those things.
No, don't care about that kind of business. that's not important to me. What is important to me is having a clear mind for at least one day a week. Mm. And that day is today, Monday. Gab, you ready to jump into our separate shower cubicle so we can see what kind of rando thoughts we come up with? It's time for another round of shower thoughts.
It's very important to tell everyone that we're in separate shower cubicles.
Yes.
You don't want that image.
Yes.
No one does. Neither do we.
No, I don't want that image.
Nope.
And that is also why, just in case, for extra protection, we are both wearing wetsuits. Which makes it very hard to soap up bits that need to be soaped up.
Right.
Because there's a wetsuit.
It's anyway. Tough. You know, security at the airport is pretty intense.
Mm.
But then you get to the baggage claim and you can just take any bag you want.
Yeah, it's weird, isn't it?
It's so weird.
So weird. Just, I'll take that one.
Yeah, it looks good.
Yeah.
Looks like it contains some fun stuff.
Yeah. I like it. No. Dogs trying to bite their tails is the pet equivalent to humans trying to lick their elbows.
True. Just run around in circles trying to get their elbow.
Oh, I do it all the time.
You know, being an adult is just having the "we have food at home" talk to yourself.
Mm.
I do it every night. Should I get takeaways? You have food at home.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Well, if I have to. You know what? I think the worst thing about parallel parking is the witnesses.
Oh, so true.
How many people are watching on? I'm going to stuff this up.
If there are too many people, I just don't do it.
Yeah, drive around the block.
I keep driving. I'm like, if I have to walk a bit further, so be it.
Yeah. Agreed.
You know, if you slap Dwayne Johnson's butt, you've literally hit rock bottom. that's good.
That's a dad joke, Gab.
That's so good.
Is it?
I love it. I want to hit rock bottom.
I bet you do, you creeper. Well, that's creeped me out sufficiently.
I never thought I'd ever say that statement.
Yeah. All right, on that note, we might turn the taps off and towel down, Gab. I think we're done.
Okay.
I think we are
I'm
done.
I'm still giggling.
Yeah, I bet you are.
I didn't actually get to watch it last night, but the closing ceremony happened at the Commonwealth Games, and I've been told by many a source that it was very disappointing.
Yes, very disappointing. And it started right at the very beginning when the My Kitchen Rules show ran over the top. They're saying, oh, wow. Well, that's what people were saying. They're saying, hang on a second. We've had to watch My Kitchen Rules instead of the beginning of the opening ceremony.
Right.
Closing ceremony. But in Channel 7's defense, they were offered us the stream of footage.
Right.
It's not their cameras, it's somebody else's cameras. So that's when the footage started and it missed all the athletes coming out.
Yeah, which I found really interesting, especially because Kurt Fearnley was the flag bearer.
Yes.
He said he's retiring after this game. So that would have been fabulous to be able to see him come in so proud.
Yeah.
But also just all of the athletes celebrating and having a fantastic time after what was a huge couple of weeks of trying to get PBs and get gold and some of them succeeding.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really disappointing we didn't see the athletes. But also, half the athletes, well, majority of the athletes left before the ceremony was even finished.
Yeah.
Because that's how boring it was.
So, exactly. Now, Games Chairman Peter Beattie has actually said that there's a lot of explaining to be done, that they got it wrong. And I'm pretty sure all of Australia agrees with that fact.
Mm.
And I guess their thought process was that no one was really keen to see the athletes entering into the arena again, for the final time.
That's the whole point of it.
But what they did do is focus on all the speeches and the fact that, you know, the next games
and no
or
one
wherever.
Cares about
and,
that.
Yeah, so
everyone
they got it wrong.
Everyone wants to celebrate our athletes. No one cares about the sponsor messages in the speeches that went for way too long.
Yeah, and I think that's where they got it wrong. We should have had the athletes coming in and partying, got rid of all the speeches, shortened the whole thing, everything would
and
have been
have
fine.
And just have the Australian Idol reunion.
Yeah. Well, that's
which
another
is also
thing.
What happened.
Yeah, it was just all Australian Idol, ex-Australian
literally,
Idol people.
Anthony Kalia, Guy Sebastian, Shannon Noah was there, wasn't he?
Oh, he better not have been. No, he wasn't there.
He wasn't.
But we want to know what you thought. Did you watch it last night? And are you as outraged as a lot of other people?
Or did you love it?
Yeah.
Are you looking at all the reports this morning and saying, I don't know why everyone's so cranky? Mm-hmm. I thought it was fabulous.
All right, give us a call, 13 12 16. Well, Tim was actually there. Mate, is it a bit of a storm in a teacup, or was it really as bad as everybody was saying?
Yeah, well, it was pretty good. Like, we actually started at 7:30, and I believe you guys started the stream on Channel 7 at 8:30.
Mm.
But we actually got an hour more than what you would have seen.
And was it a good hour, or was it a bad hour?
No, it was absolutely awesome. We got to see them all coming into the stadium,
yep,
doing a parade around. So, yeah, it was actually quite good.
So all the good stuff was in that first hour that we missed.
Definitely was.
Okay, so I feel like what we're getting out of this is the closing ceremony was actually quite good, but the broadcast of it was actually quite terrible, and that's why people are pretty
kicking
upset.
Up a fuss.
That's it, yeah, definitely.
Well, that's good. Like, as long as the actual ceremony was good, we just didn't get to partake in it.
Yeah. as long as everybody else had fun.
Exactly.
That's the main thing. Tim, thanks for the call.
No worries. Thanks a lot.
Gab, I've come into work this morning in a fair amount of pain. My left eardrum feels like, not necessarily it's burst, but it's definitely been stressed quite a lot. And I want you to guess how it happened.
There are two things that might have happened.
Mm.
One is that you did something that made your wife very cranky and she screamed at you.
Mm, no.
Which is...
Well, but it's plausible.
Possible.
Yeah, definitely.
The other one is one of your kids, I don't know, made a weird noise in your ear. And
no. No, it has nothing to do with strong noises in my ear.
Oh.
What happened was, went down to the coast for the weekend. My sister-in-law actually works at a hotel down there. Mm-hmm. So I would have thought that the Gold Coast would have been sold out as far as accommodation goes.
Yeah, well, until the end of this weekend.
Yeah, as it turns out, not the case. Mm. They were a bit light on. So they were offering some mega deals at certain hotels to get people in to fill up the rooms. And just so happens we were let in on this deal. We made the most of it. So I had a couple of nights in the hotel down there. Now, the hotel we stayed in has a pool that actually has fish in it.
Yeah, you said that.
Yeah.
That's weird.
So you can go swimming with the fishes, which is awesome. But the pool is actually really deep.
Uh-huh.
And I was swimming around. I had my goggles on and all that kind of stuff. I'm swimming around and I spotted something at the bottom of the deep bit of the pool. What do you think I spotted?
A fish?
No. No.
A gold coin.
A gold coin.
You were chasing money.
You do know me. Not just any gold coin. It was a $2 coin.
Oh, of course it was.
A $2 coin. And I thought, you know what? That's fallen out of somebody's pocket. I'm going to get that. That'll be mine. As it turns out, the pool is a lot deeper than I expected, and I got halfway down there and something popped in my left ear.
No, that's the worst.
Yes. Well, no, what's worse is I couldn't get to the $2 coin. Don't care
so
about the ear.
So all of this pain, and you still didn't even get your $2.
So disappointed. So I came back up. I thought, geez, there's something wrong with that. And since then, I've been having mad headaches, and I can only hear out of one ear. So that's not necessarily a good thing.
Probably should go get it checked out.
Probably. And to make matters worse, well, I don't want to have to explain it to a doc. I can explain it to you.
You don't have to say you were chasing a $2 coin. You just say you're swimming
and
in deep
popped.
Water and
yeah.
something pops.
Okay, that's fair enough.
You don't have to be that honest.
To make matters even worse, the next day I thought, oh, I'll go for another swim, see if that $2 coin's there. Nah, gone. Somebody else has done it.
Ah, someone actually made it to the bottom.
Somebody made it to the bottom. So it was possible to get down there and I just couldn't do it. So disappointed.
So not only did you not get the $2, but now you've got a doctor's bill.
I made a loss from the whole experiment.
Scoopla.
Now let's chat to Dean McCarthy, our LA Scoopla correspondent. And, of course, today it's all about Coachella. So, Dean, how are you and how was it?
Oh, guys, let me give you the lowdown on Coachella. They've called it Bay-chella because Beyonce obviously played the stage last night. We knew she would. This is not a huge surprise or anything. She was on stage. She comes out. 100,000 people are there. All the stars in the world are there. Jamie Foxx is there. The Kardashians, Biebers, everyone. And, of course, out of nowhere, she brings out Kelly and Michelle from Destiny's Child. No one saw that coming. They do a performance. It was showstopper. Then she pulls out Jay-Z, showstopper. I mean, it really was a phenomenal performance from Beyonce. And we've been dying to see her. She hasn't performed for quite a while.
Yes, so good. What else happened, though? Like, Justin Bieber got into a bit of a kerfuffle as well?
Yeah, good one. Okay, so kerfuffle's a good word. Let me just tell you what happened. So it was a Coachella house party. So there's the main event, and then there's all these house parties that happen around the main event. Well, Justin Bieber was at a house party. He watches a man run over, and the man grabs a woman by the throat forcefully and aggressively. Justin Bieber sees this happen. He runs over, punches the man in the face, and the man falls down and releases his grasp on this woman. Like, Justin Bieber was literally a hero, at the Coachella party last night. I mean, it was absolutely incredible. What a thing to do.
Wow. That is not what I expected when I heard that he punched someone in the face. I thought he was just having a go, but good on him. I love that he stands up for people like that. That's really awesome.
Yep.
Well, Dean, thank you so much. We can't wait to hear more from you next week when the second weekend of Coachella happens, but we'll chat to you then.
Always good to chat. Bye, guys.
Now, I love going to the movies, Gab. I know you are the same. Mm. And I enjoy pretty much every movie that I go and see. I'm not a big drama guy, but I'll see your comedies, action movies, definitely.
Yep.
The comic book movies that's in comic books made into movies, like Batman and all that kind of stuff. Love those as well. And they're moneymakers for Hollywood. But as it turns out, Hollywood having trouble coming up with original ideas.
Uh-huh.
And making some money.
And it makes sense. Like, in this day and age, nothing's an original idea anymore.
No, well, that's right. Whereas one particular genre has emerged as a moneymaker, and it's not the comic book genre. What do you think it is?
Oh, well, I guessed comic book before and you shut me down.
Yes.
So maybe rom-com?
Rom-com, no. No.
I love a good rom-com.
Yeah, so do I, but they're not making any money. Not any serious cash, anyway.
So what are we looking at?
Horror movies.
Yes. Yes.
Horror movies.
So good.
A Quiet Place, the one that you saw the other day that freaked you out. Your boyfriend came out with sweat patches.
Literally. He had the biggest sweat patches I've ever seen on him. Like, he'll go for a run in the hot sun and not sweat. And he came out of that movie saturated.
Cost $17 million to make.
Yeah.
They didn't pay any money for a soundtrack because it was all quiet.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Over $100 million made so far.
Wow.
Horror movies are the go-to genre now for Hollywood, so you're going to find a whole bunch of them smashed out.
Good.
Maybe. Some of them will be good. Majority of them, hopefully, but not the case. But they can make them for as little as $5 million and they reap in some serious coin.
The ones like that, though, like, you know, like the Blair Witch Project, where it was super cheap to make because it was just a handheld cam that they took around. That was boring.
Right.
Boring.
Still made a lot of money.
I know, but boring.
Handheld cam made me feel sick.
Did it?
Very sick.
Like you're on a roller coaster, sickness.
Yeah, it was not pleasant, but I still watched it. I was still scared by it.
This is Hamish and Gabby. Catch up.